Good afternoon. It's 15 degrees and mostly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, I'm Joey Caron. Quinte Immigration Services have been operating in Belleville since 1986, helping new immigrants make the transition to Canada. With a recent surge of Syrian refugees flooding into the region, much of its attention has been on helping them settle in. Leah Denhartov has the story.
Since December of last year, around 28,000 Syrian refugees have moved to Canada looking for a new life. The area already has 68 refugees moved in. The Quinte Immigration Services works towards helping these new families settle in. Orlando Ferro is the executive director of QIS. He says the programs that they run work well within the Belleville region.
There is a lot of shortage in terms of labor in the area. I just recently have been in a meeting. Right now, today, there is a need of 500 jobs. Let's make sure that the people who are here already get the employment. And if not, then let's bring other people who might be interested in those jobs to get those jobs.
In terms of jobs, the program Farmers Feed the World is used to help give opportunities to Syrian refugees coming to Canada. Refugees haven't received any jobs from the program as of yet, but more than 100 have registered. A recent study conducted by Environics Institute showed 80% thought refugees were a positive impact on our economy.
If we put ourselves in their shoes, and if your country is being bombed, and there's nowhere to go, and you're seeing all your relatives being killed, they need to go somewhere. And I think that's a Canadian thing of being generous and open up the doors and try to help them. I think it's a very positive thing.
The Quinte area is still waiting for two more Syrian families to move to the area. But because of processing, they have yet to be allowed to start their new lives in Canada. Leah Denhartog, QNET News, Belleville.
In Trenton, the Trenton Figure Skating Club is looking for money to fund their carnival to be held next year. Andrew Harper has the details.
On Wednesday, the Trenton Figure Skating Club approached Quinte West Council for a grant of $15,000 for a carnival that will be held early next year. It will be the club's 60th anniversary and will feature guest skaters such as Olympian Elizabeth Manley and Canadian champion duo Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier. The cost of the whole carnival is projected at $30,000, which should cover guest skater fees and low ticket prices. Council agreed to a $5,000 grant from the 2016 budget and a motion for $10,000 in 2017. Trenton Representative Crystal Kreese says that they're pleased with the result.
It'll allow us to get started on the event and continue moving forward, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for the remaining amount, and we're happy.
The club is still shy of their goal, but holding out for more corporate donations going forward. The president of the Trent Figure Skating Club, Kathy Pye, is very happy that council is giving support to the club.
It's nice that they recognized us and thought we were, you know, part of the community and to help us out with this event.
The carnival is set to be held in April of 2017. Andrew Harper, QNET News, Trenton.
Conservative MP Elisa Wright has recently officially joined the race to replace former Prime Minister Stephen Harper as party leader. Wright's position on the race was made official by her video posting on YouTube yesterday afternoon. Wright first became Conservative MP in 2008 and has served as a number of roles under Stephen Harper, some of which include Minister for Natural Resources, Labor, and then Transport. In sports, in the wake of the 38th World Series, U.S. President Obama has invited the Chicago Cubs to pay a visit to him in the White House via Twitter. Obama tweeted the invitation shortly after the Cubs won the World Series last night, according to Kenneth Morton.
President Obama's a lifelong White Sox fan. He tweeted, "It happened. Cubs win World Series. That's change even this Southsider can believe in." The president even tweeted out an invite to the White House to the Cubs. They better hurry. He only has less than 80 days left in office.
In Loyalist news, the Loyalist men's basketball team are on the road tonight as they make their way to Peterborough to face Fleming College. The game starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Lancers volleyball team gear up for their game at Algonquin College while the Wellington Dukes host the Aurora Tigers. Go Lancers! Be sure to send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The current forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers. The afternoon will be mainly cloudy with a high of 13. The risk of showers carries over into the evening as temperatures drop down to zero. At 3:04, it's 15 degrees and mostly cloudy. For more QNET news, be sure to check us on the air at 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joey Caron. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.